Four women who conquered venture capital and are paying it forward. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. Only about 11% of venture capitalists at firms in the U.S. are women. 71% of firms don't have a single partner who is a woman. Alpha Girls, the new book from journalist Julian Guthrie, tells the story of four women who did succeed in Silicon Valley's VC culture: MJ Elmore, Magdalena Yesil, Sonia Perkins, and Teresa Gao. Together, they built household name companies, broke VC barriers, became mentors and investors in other women, and had to endure some pretty absurd stuff along the way. Here's author Julian Guthrie.
They had to navigate before they could pioneer. You know, they had to play by the rules before they could rewrite the rules themselves. And so you saw these challenges and these betrayals. You know, what happens when, like in Sonia's case, when you are diagnosed with cancer, very aggressive cancer, and you are adopting a baby at the same time, and you go to work and everyone at the table is a man. So what does that feel like and what does that look like? And the other women, they all faced these personal challenges and felt very alone as women. And it was actually galvanizing, though, because it led them to realize they needed a network. They needed a sisterhood.
And it is really inspiring. It's really interesting, though, that by the end, they have all essentially migrated out of this sort of traditional VC world. You know, it really makes you wonder if, in fact, the change to this industry can come from the inside, or if it is going to have to come from real changes in the way that capital is deployed and who deploys it.
Well, I think that it has to come from the outside, but you had to, these women had to get their foot in the door. They chased after these deals. They won these deals. They were super successful, but they played by the rules established by others, in this case, men. Mm-hmm. But now they can affect change as they want it to happen. They can, you know, write the checks as they see fit.
But I do want to put a fine point on it. They had to leave in order to do that and create that.
Two of the four did. But I think your point is valid, and that is that they had to get to this point where they had to be kind of these rebel rousers from the outside, and that is what they're doing. But they're also aware that this can't be a conversation that is by her and with her and for her, just like this book isn't. It has to be a conversation between men and women. It has to be sincere. You know, it has to be this realization that women make up 50% of the population and control nearly 80% of consumer spending. And so, you know, this is the demographic that they want. And, you know, here with Alpha Girls is this playbook for how women do it and how astounding these women can be, even with these ridiculous barriers.
That's author and journalist Julian Guthrie. Her book is called Alpha Girls, the women upstarts who took on Silicon Valley's male culture and made the deals of a lifetime. All four of the Alpha Girls are now angel investors at the all-female group Broadway Angels. Teresa Gao funded a women-led firm called Aspect Ventures and co-founded AllRaise, a venture fund dedicated to more diverse investments. And now for some related links. Speaking of female founders, I actually did not know that Away, you know, the super hipster suitcase company, was launched by two women. Away just hit unicorn status in late May, and it's now valued at over $1 billion. And there's a good story in Fortune about how the company's founders were downplaying the lady thing because the suitcases are meant for everyone. And honestly, a lot of the people I see with them are wearing like fleece vests and Allbirds shoes. You know the bro I mean. But now the founders feel like they want to shout it out to the world now that the proof is in the carry-on. It's a good read. Other female-led unicorns include Glossier and Rent the Runway, but that's still fewer than 20 startups that are valued at over $1 billion and led by women out of around 130 total. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. If you're a member of your local public radio station, we thank you because your support helps those stations keep programs like Marketplace Tech on the air. But for Marketplace to really grow, we need additional investment from those who care most about what we do. Superfans like you. Help us keep telling stories that matter. Become a Marketplace investor today at marketplace.org. And thanks.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.